Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston's English High School, the oldest high school in America, held its graduation this week with a new tradition, a ceremony somewhere else. WBUR's David Boeri reports changing the ceremony's location is part of a strategic turnaround for the underperforming school.
When the class of 148 seniors paraded their way through the audience, they were nowhere near their high school in Jamaica Plain. Then again, their high school was nowhere near where it used to be, in location or prestige, across the street from Boston Latin.
I remember.
People came from all over the district to go to school there.
I know. So we're aspiring to return it to that status without changing the culture of the students.
Bud Larravee understands the culture of his students well. He's the director of ELL, English Language Learning, at a school where 30% of students can't speak the language well enough to learn in English, and 60% speak another language at home.
My biggest challenge was English. When I got here 5 years ago, I could not read, write, speak, or understand English. But this coming fall, I will go to UMass Boston to study computer science.
Muhammad Ali of Somalia shares both a famous name and the famous creed of opportunity and achievement upon which both America and its oldest public high school were built. It's the ambition of the headmaster, Sido Narcisse, to restore the faded glory of English. So he decided he needed to change the location of the graduation ceremony itself.
This is how you change the culture. You begin to do things where rituals, you put certain rituals in place where it's all about high expectations or changing belief systems, not just for students but for faculty as well, that everything we do here, we want to be the best of the best at it.
So on Tuesday night, the seniors ventured forth into the high-ceiling grandeur of Boston University's Metcalf Hall, where college students graduate. Their headmaster had orchestrated a military color guard, music, fanfare, and for his guest speaker, no one less than the governor of the Commonwealth, whose own childhood resembled that of many seniors.
And here you've come, affirming that American story by earning this extraordinary diploma.
And no one affirmed that story more brightly or sweetly than the class valedictorian, Salma Hussein of Bangladesh, grade point average 4.75, headed to Smith College.
Mine is a story about opportunities and fresh starts. And it is a story of bad times and good times, just like yours.
Salma could have been talking about English High School itself. On the honorary diploma they gave the governor were inscribed the words, "It's not where you start, but where you finish." Inspiration for a turnaround.
Wait. This is a big deal. Make some noise.
For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.
That's more like it.